Later, a vigil will be scheduled for 6:30 p.m. local time in Denver in front of Aurora City Hall to remember those killed in the gun rampage at a cinema in the U.S. suburb. It's been organized by civic community and religious leaders. Attending will be Archbishop Samuel Aquila of Denver. I spoke with him just a little earlier about the vigil and about the church's response to the tragedy. Pope Benedict XVI in his Sunday Angelus talked about the senseless violence of this terrible tragedy, and he offered his support, his prayers for all those victims and their families and their friends. What do you think that means to the people of Denver, Colorado at this time?
I certainly recognize that the Holy Father's genuine concern for all of us and for especially the victims and both those who were murdered and those who were wounded. And it's a way to stand in solidarity with them. It's a way to communicate very real compassion towards them in his concern for them and in offering them prayers and condolences. And certainly it's a way that we as Catholics, as Christians, fulfill the outreach to those who are in need and to those who have been so devastated by such a tragic and completely evil event. And so it certainly means a lot to many people that they are receiving the prayers and support of the Holy Father and so many other people of goodwill throughout the world.
Yes, you talked about the goodwill of Pope Benedict and also people throughout the world, because it's had a complete ripple effect. It's affected people not just in Aurora in Denver, but it's really brought out the compassion of people around the world, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it has. I mean, it is very difficult to understand these types of events, and especially when certainly one would never expect going to a movie theater to enjoy a movie and to just have a good time with one's friends, that anything like this would ever happen.
What has the local church been doing to help those affected by this tragedy?
We have been, in the various local churches, reaching out to the people who have been impacted by the event. Our Catholic Charities has offered counseling through the Regina Chaley counseling services for the next couple of weeks and all to really help people and assist people in dealing with what they are going through. And also there have been masses offered and prayer vigils. We do know for sure at this point in time that there will be a funeral next Friday in one of our parishes for one of the victims. He was a young man and who had just graduated from high school and was going on to college and all.
You recently received the pallium as Archbishop of Denver. You probably hoped you'd never see something like this in your archdiocese. How do you personally begin to comprehend or try and help and deal with all the suffering that you see around you?
Certainly, when I received the news on Friday morning, it brought back immediately memories of the Columbine shootings in Aurora, in Littleton, which occurred in the late 90s, and just the horror of that. And I had worked somewhat closely with that and with the families and doing some counseling with the young people involved. And so the suffering is deep, it's profound. There are questions that certainly enter into one's heart and mind that are difficult to respond to when one is confronted with this type of evil, this type of sin. And certainly it is only in Christ that we find the comfort, the consolation. And so I really try to, as I listen to people, bring them to Jesus Christ and to the Good Shepherd, to the one who can provide them with comfort. And certainly we see that Jesus himself died a very violent death. And for families to know that God himself has suffered and experienced suffering is something that I think can be consoling. It also helps us to see as human beings that we are free to choose the good and to embrace the good or to unfortunately choose sin and evil. And in this case, a person chose a horrific evil and devastated many, many lives and impacted many lives.
There is a vigil Sunday for people to remember those who were killed, those who were injured. Do you think that'll give people a chance to grieve?
Certainly, it'll give people a time to grieve. There have been prayer services that began on Friday at various different places and times and various different Christian communities and other communities of people offering prayer and being able to gather together, support one another. And that is the most important part is that we don't leave anyone alone or anyone in their grief and isolated. And so certainly it becomes a way to express the deep sorrow that is present in hearts of so many.
You often hear that some of the most terrible tragedies, events, bring out the best solidarity, the compassion in people. Is that something you've really seen in these last few days?
Oh, very much so. I think that certainly among the Catholics within the area and so many other people of goodwill, there has been a real outreach in a living out of the corporal works of mercy, of the outreach to the victims, to the families, to the doctors and nurses also, and to the law enforcement people, that we really try to be aware of all and holding all up in prayer, letting them know of our support for them.